You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Okay, time for a little Mike Vrabel perspective. We know him pretty well around here, but of course he was out of town for a good while, including Tennessee from 2018 to 2023. And to the guest line we go, where Jared Stillman covered that tenure, longtime Nashville talk host. And Jared, I believe your ears were perked up this week when you saw some of Vrabel's comments with our show. Chris Curtis, my co-host here, and his exchange about Josh McDaniels. That got you responding this week, and some interesting quotes we wanted to have you on. And before we begin, are you an admitted Vrabel hater? Is that fair to say? You're a skeptic anyway.
Well, I'm skeptical. I mean, I don't think Mike Vrabel is Vince Lombardi. I like Mike Vrabel, and I like Mike Vrabel the guy. I don't really know if Mike Vrabel likes me. We had quite the relationship when he was the coach of the Titans. I would say quite a adversarial or confrontational relationship. But I really enjoyed Vrabel, and I think Vrabel's a very good coach. I don't think Vrabel's as good of a coach as he gets credit for. And I think, like with any player or coach, Vrabel's definitely got his flaws. But I want to state for the record that I don't hate Mike Vrabel, and I don't think Mike Vrabel's a bad coach. I just don't think Mike Vrabel's as good of a coach as everybody gives him credit for.
So what about his comments this week got your ears perked up there?
So I'm a big For You tab guy on Twitter, and I was just scrolling on the For You tab, and I saw that I saw Tommy Kern was on with the Midday Show here, and Tom said, you know, I guess, I don't know, Jones, Keith, one of them asked about, you know, so is McDaniels going to be back next year? And when Tom said, you know, I don't know if McDaniels is going to be back next year, I was sitting there thinking, wait a minute, what? Like, where did this come from? Because I just watched the Patriots offense the other day in the first half. And it looked like the Peyton Manning Indianapolis Colts or the Kurt Warner Greatest Show on Turf. So I'm sitting here saying, wait a minute. McDaniels might not be back? We know McDaniels is not getting a head coaching job. He's not a candidate. That ship has sailed. We know Robert Kraft loves McDaniels. We know that the Patriots have a 23-year-old quarterback who, when I watch him play, I'm like, this guy reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. And so why? I'm like, listening to these Tommy Kern comments, and I'm like, why would McDaniels not be back? Which then led me to the Vrabel interview. And the thing about Mike Vrabel, and this is both admirable, but also kind of counterintuitive. Mike Vrabel is kind of like George Washington. He can't tell a lie. Like, Vrabel doesn't always tell the truth, but he can't just get up there and lie. It's Like, it's too intellectually dishonest for him to get up there and say something that is so patently false. Now, the general manager that they forced him to work with here in Tennessee, Rand Carthon, he gets up after they lose by 35 points and says the ball didn't bounce their way. Mm-hmm. And he had no problem with that. Vrabel can't do that. So when Vrabel doesn't like somebody, he pivots the conversation. So when he's asked about Josh McDaniels and he turns it into talking about the coaching staff, I'm like, oh boy, that is in Vrabelese, that is the signal that Mike Vrabel is saying, like, hey, I don't want to talk about this guy because I really don't feel that way about this guy, but I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I feel this way about this guy. So let me talk about my whole coaching staff, which also includes my guys, which is one of the bigger problems Mike Vrabel has. He loves his guys. And so I heard the comments first from Tommy Curran, and then I heard what he said on the show, and I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, the Patriots have a good thing going, guys. They've got an offensive coordinator who's won a Super Bowl that knows how to be an offensive coordinator, that has no shot of leaving and going anywhere else. They got a head coach who's a good head coach. They got a young quarterback who's a superstar. Don't screw it up. And yet I worry that Vrabel may be doing just that.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jared. We started talking to Mike in the morning around mid-August when camp was underway, and almost every single time I would ask a benign question. It began benign because the biggest story for most of us here was that, you know, with Vrabel comes McDaniels. Can McDaniels elevate Drake May? And whenever I would ask, he would bring up Todd Downing. He'd bring up the Genty. Is it Genty, the quarterback coach that was with him in Tennessee? And it became sort of a thing where our midday show, Jones and Keefe, have Tom Curran on every week. And he finally capitulated and said, wow, you guys might be onto something here. I find Vrabel is someone who we obviously followed as a player, but as a coach, the parts of Belichick I think he took are the tight circle, fiercely loyal, and there are no protected individuals on the staff.
Yeah, I mean, here's where I think I disagree with this, and I think Belichick might be somewhat the same way. It's kind of like the mafia, you know, with Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, Bill Parcells. And once you become a made man in the family, then all of a sudden you are beyond reproach. And so with Mike Vrabel, when he was the coach of the Titans, you know, Todd Downing became a made man. So even though Downing was a terrible offensive coordinator, Vrabel always had his back. Tim Kelly, who he was with in Houston, was a made man, even though he was a terrible offensive coordinator. Shane Bowen. I mean, ask Giant fans about Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator that they just fired, who I bet you big money will be the defensive coordinator in New England next year. He was a made man. I mean, again, these guys, they can do no wrong. The Vrabel guys can do no wrong in Vrabel's eyes. I was shocked Vrabel did not hire Craig Aukerman to be the special teams coach in Miami. The special teams coach here. He's now the special teams coach in Miami. I'm surprised Vrabel didn't hire him because this guy was so bad. And yet Vrabel for years defended this guy. I mean, Vrabel and I got into it over him retaining Craig Aukerman, you know, on the staff one year. And by the middle of the year, after they got like six punts blocked and dropped three punts, Vrabel had to fire the guy. And it was obvious it was the owner that made him fire him. And so, like, and Belichick was kind of the same way. Once you were in the Belichick inner circle, once you were there, you weren't coming out. And so Vrabel, kind of the same way. I think, you know, in both cases, Vrabel and Belichick ultimately had enough of Dean Pease, and there was some fallout there in both instances. The difference between Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick is this. Mike Vrabel is more self-aware and has better social skills than Bill Belichick.
That's a low bar, Jared.
I will tell you that, you know, that is absolutely the difference between the two. Other than that, I said this years ago, and Vrabel, he'll never admit this, Vrabel hates Bill. Like, if you look at the way that Vrabel treated Bill, you know, when they were competitors, he always found a way to stick it to Bill. He hates Bill. And I don't know if it's because of how he, you know, the rumors here in town were that he went to Belichick and said, hey, I'd like to sign a contract to remain a Patriot, you know, and retire a Patriot. And a week later, they traded him to Kansas City. I don't know if that's why he hates him. I don't know if it was just that all the guys that play for Belichick for a certain amount of time hated Belichick. He hates Belichick. But it's almost like a child who says, I'll never be like my parents. And then they become the parent that they don't like. That's Vrabel. And he has the same kind of issues that Belichick had, which is if Josh McDaniels leaves, Mike Vrabel is screwed. And I know this. And I think everybody here in Nashville knows this. Like, we know if Vrabel runs off McDaniels, then they are in deep trouble. Because we saw that when Arthur Smith left as the offensive coordinator to be the head coach of the Falcons, and all of a sudden Todd Downing became the coordinator, and he was terrible, and Tim Kelly, and again, the Vrabel guys. You know, Vrabel, he doesn't want to go outside his circle. And the fact that Robert Kraft allegedly made him do that for McDaniels, I wonder if somebody talked to Kraft, whether it was somebody with the Titans. I have a hunch as to who it was that probably told Robert Kraft, hey, you have to get Josh in as the OC. You got to pay. And I know that he's still getting paid by the Raiders, but you got to pay. But you have to get – if this is going to work, you cannot let Vrabel pick the offensive coordinator. And again, to me, they have the sixth-ranked offense in the NFL. Drake May is performing at an MVP level. He's 23 years old. There's no chance that McDaniels leaves, so you're going to have the continuity to have McDaniels grow with Drake May. I mean, Ann Michaels making all these great treats every day for Bakemiss. What's wrong here? Why does Vrabel, like, why is there an issue here? There shouldn't be an issue. They should be happy. Why are they not happy?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think there may be a level of exaggeration here, but I'm fascinated as to the Tennessee fan experience where you're seeing you've already fired your coach this year. What is the reaction to Vrabel's success in New England so quickly, given how things ended with the Titans?
So it was not a popular decision to fire Mike Vrabel in Nashville. I thought they should have fired Vrabel. I felt like Vrabel was kind of like one of those hockey coaches that goes into a place and he can really, you know, rally the locker room, really get the guys going. But then after 3-4 years, you know, his voice kind of goes stale inside the room. I thought it was time to move on from Vrabel. I didn't think that the general manager that they brought in to work with Vrabel, I didn't think he should have been promoted. I thought he was incompetent, and I certainly feel validated in that. But it was not popular to let go of Vrabel. Vrabel is very popular. But I think the reaction here was that it had run its course with Vrabel to a certain extent. The owner's crazy, and that Vrabel was going to have some modicum of success in New England wherever he went. Again, I wanted Vrabel fired, and I felt like wherever Vrabel went, Vrabel, as long as he didn't go somewhere where he was going to have to develop a, you know, a bust-ish quarterback, I thought that Vrabel was going to be pretty good. You know, I thought if Vrabel ended up in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, I thought he'd be pretty good. If he ended up in Dallas, I thought he'd be pretty good with Dak Prescott. I am surprised at how the young quarterback has developed this year. I think Drake May is awesome. But I think kind of the sentiment here was, well, we had a good coach, and they fired him, and they hired a bad coach who doesn't even know the rules, but lets everybody get away with everything. So it's more like pointing the finger internally about, oh, my God, this owner's so crazy. But I also think that when we hear the drama and what I call the Vrabelese and the veiled shots, when we hear those things about a coordinator who's got the sixth-ranked offense and is developing the next franchise quarterback in the NFL, I think there's a sentiment, at least on my show this week, of, oh, we've seen this before with Mike Vrabel. And so I worry about that. I think that if Vrabel can put his ego aside and just let Josh McDaniels do his thing, with Drake May, I think the Patriots will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. But if Vrabel,
Stillman from Tennessee made waves this week with comments about Mike Vrabel being a kind of a cocky bastard, and he's on the Ken and Curtis show with us this morning. The one thing I would say is, or question I have is, the reaction locally when Mike Vrabel returned while still being the head coach of the Titans when the Patriots inducted him into the Hall of Fame here, where he discussed at the mic at halftime how lucky the people here are to have an owner like Robert Kraft. Was that the end of the relationship that afternoon with the Titans owner and Vrabel?
You know, it's really funny because I heard that and my head kind of popped up. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like that, you know, hey, I've been a lot of places. I'm like, you've been to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Texans, and the Tennessee Titans. And I don't think you're talking about the Steelers. I think most people look at them as a fine organization. I don't think you're talking about Ohio State. So you're either talking about the Texans or the Titans. And so the next day, Vrabel had a press conference. And it was already a contentious press conference because they had made a very unpopular trade, kind of giving up on the season. And the columnist from the local paper asked Vrabel about those comments. And Vrabel said, you know, who's parsing those comments? And I was sitting right there, and I put my hand up, and I was like, I was. So I asked Vrabel, I said, when you said it's not like this everywhere, were you talking about here? And Vrabel went into this, like, long word salad, which he does when he gets uncomfortable, is he just starts talking, and he'll bring up, like, the third quarter in last week's game or something like that. And Vrabel and I kind of got into it over this, but everybody locally was like, oh, that was not a big deal. He was just talking about when he played, it wasn't a big deal. When he got fired, it came out that it was a big deal. And it was a big deal to the owner, not that Vrabel said it. It was a big deal that Vrabel didn't go to the owner and say, hey, I wasn't taking a shot at you. And I guess the owner was waiting for Vrabel to come to her. And Vrabel looked at it like, why do I have to go to the owner? And again, it's kind of that arrogance where Mike Vrabel thinks he's so great that he doesn't have to go and talk to the owner and clear the air. And it's like, Mike, she owns the team. Like, I understand you think that you didn't say anything by that, but she owns the team. I mean, it's like if your wife is mad at you about something you said, even if you didn't mean it, like you still have to go talk to her about it. And so Mike didn't do that. And I think that was kind of, I think it was a sign that I think at that point when Vrabel made those comments that those two had probably had enough of each other anyways.
All right, Jared, interesting stuff. Thank you for the time. Happy holidays down there, and good luck in the coaching search and everything else going on.
Absolutely. I want you guys to do me one favor. Not this week on the Vrabel interview, but at some point on the Vrabel interview. I want to test a theory out. I want you to ask Mike Vrabel directly about somebody you know he likes, and I want you to compare it to when you ask Mike Vrabel directly about somebody he does not like.
I like it.
Because when you ask Vrabel about somebody he likes, the Titans had this center who's now the center for the Dolphins, Aaron Brewer. He's terrible. And Vrabel loved him. And he would talk about how he was tougher than a $2 steak, and he was this. And when Vrabel likes somebody, he'll compliment them. When Vrabel doesn't like somebody, he'll pivot to it's a group effort. Just keep an eye on that.
So if we ask him about Jared Stillman, he'll be pivoting.
Right.
Well, if you ask about Jared Stillman, I want to make one thing clear, because we used to live by each other. I like Vrabel. I assume he doesn't like me.
Fair enough.
All right, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
See you guys.
All right, Jared Stillman down in Nashville. Very popular interview on the text line. yeah, but I think some of that stuff, though, is right on. Like, the Vrabel cannot tell a lie. I love that. I think that's true. You can see that and hear that when you interview him on Monday. He is very authentic. He does not like to BS.
Right.
But that's part of his ethos.
The longer the answer, the less he wants to answer it.
Yeah, or he'll pivot. He will do the pivot. So yeah,
or call out a smirk.
Hey, if you didn't like that interview, no problem. Understandable. I think it's a little piece of the puzzle. Just putting together who Mike Vrabel is. Don't have to believe or agree with everything. Kenny Curtis here on EEI. Dan Ball joins at 11 a.m., and then we're carrying ESPN college football. Curtis is all fired up.
I got my pick of the week.
Ooh.
Lock of the year.
And both NFL games today on EEI, including Green Bay at the Chargers, but more on that with David Azar.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Ken and Curtis, WEEI.
I admire one thing about David Azar, that is the commitment to Guns N' Roses at this time, every Saturday morning. And Chris Curtis and his dedication to his pick of the week, although this has not been a year where you have surged in your pick of the week. Your mic's off, by the way. The headphones. Why aren't you wearing headphones?
Because they don't plug into this thing. The jack doesn't work.
Greg Hill now.
My pick of the week has been almost as bad. When I'm asked about it, I just deflect and talk about Josh McDaniels. But today, lock of the year, lock of the century. A&M -3.5. Take it to the bank. Miami sucks.
Really?
A&M is legit SEC. They are going to blow doors.
It seems like an ACC bias, though. It's like a reverse bias.
BC is at the bottom of the ACC. Miami, it's fake. Fake. Cristobal's a good coach, but I like Elko and the Aggies to win big at College Station.
And you're also seeing a Ravens win.
Yep.
Which is not a shock. I mean, they are, what's the favorite? 2.5-point favorites at this point?
Patriots are 2.5-point underdogs. Yep.
Ravens are the favorite. Home game, primetime game. Here's the current scenario for the Pats. If they win out, they statistically have a 37% chance to be the one seed. Now, that would take Denver losing 2 or 3, but there's a shot of that because they get Jacksonville this week, and they've got the Chargers to finish the year, and they do have Kansas City in the middle, which is probably an automatic win. But anyway, you never know. Kansas City will have one last gasp for Travis Kelce or something like that. If the Patriots lose Sunday but win their final two, they have a 3% chance to get the one seed, not very high. Obviously, Denver would have to lose out, but 97% chance you host the wild card. So you're going to be you'll be hosting a game in round one. You'll win the division, so that's pretty good. You could lose 2 of 3 and still have a 76% chance to host a wild card game.
Well,
so you could almost lose out and still be fine. I mean, you would probably make the playoffs as a wild card and have to travel on the road.
But that's
why this team's been better on the road.
That's why at this time of year, so stat I looked up this week, 27 games in December played by the Patriots dating back to 2021. They have won 6. And this time of year, the better coached, the better quarterbacked, the better defended team wins. There's not as many massive upsets outside of, like, you know, the old Dolphins, like 2004 when they beat the Patriots when they were 14-1. on Monday Night Football. But I feel like this game, the Ravens need a win desperately. The Patriots can just win the final two, and they get the division. They are missing all these key guys. I could see it be a 21-17 Ravens win tomorrow night.
What do you feel good about the state of the team? Like, despite the loss to the Bills, the fact that they still carved out a huge lead early. They obviously have won 10 in a row. They're a pretty good team.
I feel good about the fact that I am not the one in PickTalk.
I just got sent an advanced copy of PickTalk. It's going to be a banger.
So was this like something that originated as like it was a normal thing and then he just made a joke of it, or is it?
Yeah. I came up with the idea. Clever name by me.
Your ideas should just be sent straight to the bathroom.
Well, they were sent to Scheim and he took it and he's run with it.
Scheim, you can say no, Ken. I've made a life doing it.
I got to give credit to Scheim for that. He even used one of my leads this week. One of my emails he used as a lead, which, you know, was a banger as
well.
Probably
just a lazy Tuesday.
It was a lazy Tuesday. He just figured he'd make the boss happy. But that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that strategy.
No, I think the Ravens win tomorrow. The Patriots win the final two. They win the division. And, you know.
Do the Dolphins or Jets fire their coaches after?
The Jets will not. Glenn will not be fired.
They're going to keep Glenn.
I don't know. The Dolphins, I feel like if they were going to fire McDaniels, they would have done it in October. They won four straight. They're going to get rid of Tua. They're going to figure out that. But, and you mentioned this earlier, the cap thing, and we're not going to go down that road. There is not a cap issue. There is.
With the Ravens or the Pats? Or
anywhere. There is an issue of owners not wanting to waste money. And so if you're paying, because all the bonus money comes from the team that signed it. So even if Tua goes to the Jets, the Dolphins are on the hook for that money. And that's what the dead cap is that they paid them and it stays there.
Right.
Because the reason you have a cap hit is that the money you guarantee doesn't impact your cap. It only impacts your cap if you unload that player. Because otherwise, teams would just sign a guy to a big deal and then unload him, and they'd have the fake cap, and there would be no penalty on the other end. So the reason the money would be damaging, why they have that dead cap figure, is to keep teams honest that when they guarantee the money, that money is guaranteed from the Patriots. It's not going to be paid out by the Chiefs. So that is what the issue is with the Dolphins, is that Stephen Ross may not want to spend a ton of money because he's going to have to foot the entire bill of Tua's bonuses.
Yeah, and for the Ravens, they have 2 years left with Lamar. It's backloaded with cap hit, so what a team would normally do is upfront some money, extend him, and push some of that money down the road, but they may not want to do that. Maybe they don't trust Lamar. That's one of the reasons I kind of feel good about tomorrow. I just think Baltimore is generally not Baltimore. Lamar's certainly not Lamar. He's got toe, hamstring, knee, you name it. He's not the same running quarterback he was. You pointed out how average their receiving group is. It's just Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews. But you have Gonzo. You should be able to shut down Zay. Take away Mark Andrews, you win the game.
Yeah.
Their pass defense is terrible. They're 26th in the league against the pass. So Drake May should have a good day. I know Diggs has been down, but what a perfect game against a team that plays a lot of man. This should be a Stephon Diggs, 15-catch game.
If he doesn't have three or more catches, are we concerned? Is it a legit thing?
Yes. I mean, I'm already concerned.
And the other side of this, I feel like, just in terms of a big picture look at the sport, mm-hmm. It feels like every sport is trying to get to the NBA model, which is a ton of money in the prime, short 3-4 year deals. Will that impact the fan relationship with the team? And do you think that is the best going forward? Like, I think if I were in charge of every league, I would say, yes, you pay a premium for the actual years where you're playing at a premium position or, you know, skill level. Because I look at, I could see the Patriots, the Tua deal, the Deshaun Watson deal. These deals are just, 7-8 years.
Well, it is. I mean, it's in every sport. And Morning Brew, somebody called in and said, hey, Jaffe and Razor, what jersey should I buy my kid? Which of these Bruins is going to stick around for more than 5 years? It's right. A good question. Last night during the college game, I don't know if you watched Oklahoma-Alabama.
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
So they went down on the field before the game to, who's your buddy, the ESPN reporter?
The guy from guy. Pete Thamel.
Yeah, Pete Thamel. When he was talking
South
about
resident.
All the quarterbacks in the transfer portal. And some
friend
of, the,
of DA.
Friend of DA, great. And some of these guys are going to command $5 million apiece to go, including the guys that were on the field last night. The Oklahoma quarterback is going to transfer. So even in college, you don't get attached to guys. It's 1 year and done for everybody. It's a total.
Well, you became attached to Diego Pavia.
I like Diego Pavia. He's feisty.
Very classy guy.
JUCO guy that is not real classy at the Heisman.
No, not great. My favorite is when people act like an a-hole. They're like, well, I just want to win. Okay, so everybody that didn't act like an a-hole didn't want to win.
But no, you're right. It's like, it's what can you count on anymore? So
it's bizarre. The whole they have to figure out the college thing. And I thought I was going, you and I celebrated when they announced the NFL, the college football playoff.
Right.
It's
not been as good as I thought.
No, I thought it was going to be so awesome.
I did like last night. You get these home sites and it's a big comeback and it was a good game. But today's games are not. First game I think I'll watch, Miami A&M. That's the best game of the bunch.
Yeah,
you need like an Appalachian State type upset victory back two.
Because you and Chisholm did the Appalachian Trail.
We did.
Yeah, I feel like the there is a desire for what you know, what you like. You know, I feel like that there is we look at the. I don't know about the playoff system. It's just last week. I don't know if it's a sign of what people really want, but the Army Navy game had the highest rated game ever on CBS.
People want things they can count on.
Right,
they want regularity.
They're like America. And I don't know, like BC next year, I couldn't tell you two things about the team. I know Bill O'Brien's still there.
But in their case, they have to flip it, right?
I guess, but how important is a coach if you just flip the roster every year and nobody can actually learn the system that you're playing with?
For the Celtics, what's your vibe? Are they going to keep the Jays together now? Because that's been a lasting.
Yeah, that was a nice win last night.
Beyond what I thought, like those two are here much longer than I thought together. Obviously, the injury changes things a bit.
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like if there's going to be a limit of what you're going to spend, that you're not going to go in that second apron, I feel like the money you're spending on Jaylen Brown for the assets you would get in return would be better served to get Tatum the team that he needs to win another championship.
And wait till Bregman signs in the next week. 4-5, 6-year deal.
Yeah. Do you have any reaction to the Penguins sale?
Million.
Does it change your view of Henry?
Yes,
does it?
Yes. I think they have money and they're going to now they can spend.
But what will they say when you point that out to them and they say that it's not related?
I don't really care what they say.
But you think they will spend now?
I think they'll, yes. I think Bregman's going to sign before New Year's.
Will they ever sell the Red Sox?
No. No. Because Linda will just take it, right? And she'll
keep
running it?
Yep, she should.
Let's go to the car and talk to Glenn. Speaking of the Red Sox. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, guys. You guys are great. Love listening to you on Saturday. It's a highlight. Thank you. And there's no, I've seen you, Ken. There's no way in heck you have gone the Appalachian Trail.
Three
there's
days.
No way you
Only
could
three,
even
read it. Not the whole thing. 3 days. 3 days.
Okay, that subject too, but whatever. So just it's kind of a funny thing. No matter where you are in the world, everybody always complains that you're not spending enough money on your local teams. I was in Thailand in a bar watching Premier League, and I'm sitting there watching Liverpool play, and the guy next to me goes, hey, where are you from? And he was a big Liverpool fan. I said, oh, I'm from Boston. He goes, oh, you son of a guns. He goes, you guys, they spend all the money on the Red Sox, and they don't put any money in Liverpool. And he's yelling and screaming. I personally believe that. So it's the same no matter where you go. We complain that they don't spend money because of NASCAR or whatever. I just found it funny. But I believe that they're totally how many entities they are. They're all different. They all have to make money. And when they don't make money or they see an opportunity where they can make a lot of money on one, they sell it. And that last question about sell the Red Sox, of course they'll sell it. They just don't have the right price yet. They're making that package down there Fenway so beautiful for somebody. They're going to sell it eventually, 5-10 years, and they're going to get $10 million, $15 million.
The company is called Fenway Sports Group.
Right, and they're building up that area consistently. As much as they can, they're building up little pieces around Fenway Park, and that's going to be a whole entertainment section that's going to get bigger and better. And by the way, I know you don't like when I mention this because it appears that I'm shilling for the team, but they did have the luxury tax numbers assessments come out yesterday, and the Dodgers are going to pay a record $169 million. But the Red Sox were seventh in terms of money spent in baseball, right? They had to pay a little tax, like $1 million, not a lot.
So what are the six? The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the Braves?
Phillies. Maybe San Diego? I think San Diego is in that list. So obviously, yes, the Mets and the Dodgers were the top two. But it's not like you're a bottom third spending team in MLB.
But they're number
they're
one.
Not,
in what, but Ken,
they're not what they were.
They're not anywhere near what they were.
Right.
And the team now.
They're getting pants by the Dodgers.
Is. They told Sean McAdam, an agent said to Sean McAdam, that they no longer believe in long-term deals.
For guys in their 30s.
No, that's not what it was, not for guys in their 30s.
Well, they've spent long-term deals recently on guys in their 20s, including Roman Anthony and Garrett Crochet and et cetera, so that's not true.
No, they weren't true free agents. Those guys were signed well before they hit free agency.
Okay, well, what free agents hit in their 20s? I mean, very few.
Okay, I'm not telling you what he said. I'm telling you what the agent said to Sean McAdam. He did not specify the age of the player.
I think there was age in there. Maybe I read into it, but that's... I think that's clear.
If there was age in there, then it was a misleading story. Because it didn't say the age. It said Sean McAdam told by agent that the Red Sox no longer believe in long-term free agent deals.
But Bregman's market is not that robust. You would agree with that?
Like, can they suck this offseason? This is just like, I'm done waiting for it. We've said it so many times. We keep saying they're going to do
it. It's December 20th.
Every year we have the same talk about will they spend, won't they spend. They won't. John Henry, I said this before anybody, he's going to be the one yelling at the need to curb costs. He cannot simultaneously give $160 million to Kyle Schwarber.
Okay, back to the Patriots then. Fine.
I mean, do you think, were you surprised they didn't sign the Polar Bear?
No.
Why not?
Bregman's their guy.
You never said that beforehand.
I did. I was on the Greg Hill show and I said I choose Bregman over Polar Bear.
So you think Bregman will absolutely come here?
70% yes.
30%.
30% no, and then they pivot to Bo Bichette.
God.
617-779-7937. The ball game is in the building. We can bring him in for a little crossover.
Love
next.
It.
Danny Ball next. Kenny Curtis on EEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
You a Hart fan, Curtis?
Hart?
Hart, yeah. He came to BU last year, I think. Still touring. Ken and Curtis still touring for some odd reason here on your Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Dan Ball coming up in a few moments. Texter from the 240. Too many weapons for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely. This defense undermanned, banged up. Ravens are going to push him around. Huge Pats fan, love the team, but they are in trouble tomorrow night.
Henry is maybe the most shockingly fast athlete for his size since Bo Jackson. I watch that guy run, and I'm like, how does he not run for 200 yards every game? Just
at the trade deadline, Wiggy was guaranteeing he was going to get moved, right? Wasn't he speculating?
Well, he's had Shohei of the Red Sox for 2 years.
At only one meal a day.
I mean, of all the whoppers that have been said on the radio, that is about.
Well, you derailed him with that food drop. I mean, that really set him back on Friday. So he's got a lot to make up for this weekend.
Oh, latkes.
A lot of latkes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like I had half of it. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? You had half a latke.
But back to the texture's point. Okay, yes, they need to stop Derrick Henry. I would agree with that. But you shut down Zay Flowers, you're in good shape to win. If Gonzo takes him out of the game, I like your chances with Lamar not being Lamar.
This is the week you feel the loss of Campbell the most, that you're not going to be able to match up with them running the football, that you're going to lose. You know, it's going to be a ball control game, and Lamar Jackson will not make a mistake, and you guys will.
But the good news is you should get Milt Williams, Will Campbell, Spillane, all those guys healthy for the postseason run.
And when do they arrive back? When's the earliest?
You could be a different team. Different for all of them. I think Campbell could be next week, right?
Campbell got hurt in the Bengals game, so they beat the Giants. They had the bye. That doesn't count. They have the Bills, Ravens, so one more week he'll be out.
But would you care if they all sat out until the first playoff game?
I'd be fine.
Sit them all out?
I'd love for Drake to sit out the final game if he can.
I saw a very nice moment between you and our next caller, Danny from Quincy. You posted
his Christmas gift. Thank you, Danny.
Right on the socials there. Hello, Danny.
Oh, was that for the calendar?
Yep.
I got nervous there, Curtis, with all the regifting talk. I'm like, oh, that's going to get regifted.
Next time, could you be clothed in it?
There's no pictures of me in those calendars, my friend. I would never do that to anybody.
That's a big palm tree.
What's that?
It's a big palm tree.
Anyway, man, I would never do that. Anyway, yeah. Well, okay, so getting back to last week's game. Well, you said it. 2 weeks ago, I told you, Scott Burrow, we needed Kansas City out, mission accomplished. We needed Buffalo out, and Joe Burrow gave Buffalo life. And last week's game, I just saw a completely different offensive strategy. It was getting to the point where the offense was geared toward May under center versus in shotgun. Out of 51 plays, May was in shotgun 36 of them. Mm. And he was under center only 15. And I think that lends to more predictability. And once the game started to declare itself in the second half as being where the Patriots defense couldn't stop anybody, it was incumbent upon the offense to keep that defense off the field. They were short manned. They were gassed. I mean, I won't trade the seven. They got seven on 1 minute, so I wouldn't trade that. But that's why I put the game on the offense in the second half. You were right, Curtis. The game started to change before the end of the first half, despite the field goal. And then Aurora Borealis kicks the ball 2 yards into the end zone, and the guy runs it back to the 44-yard line.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Was that the play they got the penalty on? Schooler?
I don't know. There were so many flags.
Well, they got, and that was the turning point of the game. So I think they have to get back putting Drake May under center again. And that way you can run play action off it. You can, especially in short yardage situations. They have no business putting anybody in shotgun on first and 10, third and 1, second and 6, second and goal.
So you're like Shime and Vrabel. You're skeptical of McDaniels. You're down on McDaniels after that game.
Well, first of all, everybody talks about McDaniels like he's a co-equal branch of the coaching staff. He's the subordinate of Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel's the boss. Love him, don't love him, indifferent. He's the boss. He's the leader. He implements what everything is supposed to be. Offensive, defense, special teams, he's responsible for it. Good, bad, or indifferent. So, I blame McDaniel. Well, I mean, I don't know who's if McDaniels was calling for shotgun, I mean, then you got to make game in-game adjustments. That's up to the head coach, you know? So, but, you know, I again, everything goes back to the head coach as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about the under center, Ken. I think you like the West Coast shotgun.
I just think you're whistling past the graveyard. Those days are gone. I mean, they're just not coming back.
Well, but they were running out. They were running under center since the first two games, Curtis. They were running May under center. More than 50% of the snaps are under center, where you can run play action, boot, play action, misdirection. You can run the ball. You can throw the ball. You can leak tight ends.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of options. So what you're going to see tomorrow is that the Ravens and Patriots are relatively similarly talented. The Ravens are less beat up, and they're at home. So that's why I think the Ravens win by 21-17.
If they lose two straight. That would be a shot at momentum, man.
Didn't the Patriots in 18 lose two straight in December and win the Super Bowl?
Yep, they did, but different team, Curtis.
The quarterback sucked in 18.
This team is still. Don't forget, we're coming off a 2-4 win seasons in a row.
Yeah, I got it. We got them. Danny, Merry Christmas. Thank you again.
Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and. Be safe, you know?
You got it. The thing for me is we're, approaching this week here. I wonder if, where are the Patriot fans when it comes to how this season is going to play out?
I think everybody's in a good place. I mean, you could really, honestly, lose out the rest of the season, win a playoff game, and get bounced in the divisional round and be happy. Nobody's going to be, upset about that. You'd be disappointed in the moment, but this, to Danny's point, it's a couple four wins. They've exceeded all expectations and are just chalking up now to not enough depth, and you'll address that in the offseason. And in year two, you should legitimately be with the Bills, top contender in the AFC.
So you think the feelings of that this was a year you had to take advantage, as Wiggy has said, because the AFC is so down?
But don't you think the Chiefs are down for another year next year?
So can we just spend 2 minutes scratching that itch about Mahomes? 89 passer rating. 89. Last 2 years, sub-96. For the last 5 years, sub-96. Brady, at the end, had better numbers than Mahomes just did. What in God's name, where in God's name, is the conversation about Mahomes? I legitimately...
Well, it's gone, but do you hear any? Nationally? I mean, it's dead.
No, I'm saying that he's dead, that he's done, that he's been, it's not just one year.
He'll be back for a second run. You don't doubt that, right? In 2 years, 2 or 3 years, he'll be back, maybe new coach.
No, I'm just talking about, so this year, two things happened this past week. One, Mahomes went down with the ACL. He's done for 9 months. Two, the Chiefs were eliminated from the playoffs. They had been to the playoffs all the way back to 2014. 10 consecutive playoff trips. 2015, 2016, and 2017. Three consecutive playoff appearances with Alex Smith and that Chiefs team. The 16 and 17, Alex Smith was a Pro Bowler on that offense.
Right.
You look at what Mahomes did as he walked into a Mercedes and didn't crash it.
Well, he took him to the next level. I mean, he did win three.
But my point is that we view the beginning of Mahomes and the beginning of Brady as these similar starting points. They couldn't have been more wrong.
No, you're right. And just the work ethic, the physique, everything else, I don't think it's going to hold up as long as Brady. He'll have another run at maybe one more, but he's not even past
but
Montana.
But isn't it shocking? Even when it was Jordan or LeBron or Kobe or Tiger or whomever, there was a desire to be the first to say they're done. There was always a conversation as a guy hits his 30s to talk about where he is and what he's doing. But with the Chiefs, it's like they don't even exist, those conversations.
There's a desire to keep this going.
Right.
For the national media.
It's very strange. It's the only example in my lifetime where it's a true great. Like, even when Tiger was the best golfer by, they had to Tiger-proof courses, there were still critics of Tiger. They sounded foolish, but they existed. There were critics of Jordan saying he wasn't magic or he wasn't this. There's just with Mahomes, and then the thing, you see Trey Wingo and these people on social media, it's like winning is not a quarterback stat. Every stat that Mahomes has gone into the crapper.
Would you put him ahead of Peyton right now? Or not even ahead of that, Peyton, Elway, that second tier of greats?
So I try not to do Elway or Montana because I saw the end with Elway. But to me, I would have Mahomes slightly ahead of Peyton Manning because he just has done it more in those matchups. Like, I feel like if Manning was someone that got flustered, I don't think Mahomes gets flustered. And I think Mahomes is as talented as anybody else. But, yeah, I mean, it is just – it's remarkable because he's just completed the easier task, which is do what Aikman and Bradshaw and Montana and Brady and those guys have done, which is win three or four in a short window.
Yep. Now we'll see if he can come back. And the media will be rooting for him. The national media will be.
Sure will.
All right, Curtis, enjoy your weekend. Look for you on Monday. Vrabel, part of Patriots Monday here on the Greg Hill Show. Thanks.
Should we
have
David a guest question from Jared Stillman for Christmas week?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Surprise him. Question of the week from Jared Stillman from Nashville. Dan Ball is next, leading into college football with ESPN and the NFL later today. See you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.